Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. I've got your outdoor report for the week of June 26th. Steve Suman prepared it for us. Well, other than an air quality alert through Thursday and some much-needed rain Wednesday and Thursday, it looks like it's going to be a great week, so let's get out and enjoy it. The quiet lakes need water for cooling and raising water levels, says Greg up at Happy Hooker. A rough guess is most lakes are down about 18 to 20 inches, and anglers say this is scattering fish like crazy. Some people are adding dock extensions to keep their boats in the water. Mike over at Jenks Bait and Tackle on Highway B says the Chippewa flowage pool is down 1 to 1.5 feet with water temperature in the low to mid-70s and rising. Mike says musky fishing was great but slowed recently with the increased surface temperature. The fish are likely heading into deeper basins and sunken brush. When they are deep during the day, trolling matlocks and bigger crankbaits can be a big advantage. At night, if the water temperature is cool, cast to weed edges and drop-offs. Well, thanks, Greg and Mike. Boaters will see more DNR conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water July 1st through the 3rd during the annual National Operation Dry Water campaign. Alcohol is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities. In Wisconsin, it is illegal for a person with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher to operate a vessel. So have a designated operator if alcohol is part of your boating day. Let's get to the fishing report. The weather is changing and fish continue their transition, so check with your favorite bait shop for the most current information on fishing patterns, favorite baits, and how low water conditions are affecting boating and launches. The musky action's good right now. Anglers should be aware of how to handle these fish in hot weather, or perhaps wait for cooler temperatures to target musky. You'll find them around shallow to deep weeds, flats, points, break lines, brush, and drop-offs. During the day, trolled matlocks and large crankbaits are productive in deep water. In the evening, smaller bucktails and topwaters are working well on weed edges and drop-offs. Walleye fishing is fair to good, though warm temperatures did slow action recently. Look for them on deep break lines, brush, points, flats, weeds, weed edges, and other cover in 18 to 25 feet during the day. For the evening bite, concentrate on shallower weeds and weed edges in 4 to 12 feet. Use crankbaits, beetle spins, and live bait. Leeches on slip bobbers work best, but fish are also hitting minnows and crawlers, as well as trolled crawler harnesses, crankbaits, and minnow baits. The northern pike action is fair to good, with many fish dispersing and moving to mid-depth and deeper locations around weeds, weed beds, and, of course, concentrations of panfish and baitfish. Live bait, bucktails, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, crankbaits, and stickbaits are all working on pike. For trophy fish, use bigger baits in deeper water. Largemouth bass fishing is very good for fish on shallow to mid-depth weeds and weed beds, docks, sand bottoms, cribs, rocks, slop, and lily pads. Baits of choice include live bait, Ned and drop shot rigs, swim jigs, spinners, spinner baits, bucktails, and topwaters, such as frogs, poppers, and prop baits. The smallmouth are fishing pretty good right now, but it's inconsistent. They're spread from shallow to deep. Look for structures such as weeds, wood, rock, cribs, as well as on flats. Live bait, Ned rigs, crankbaits, frogs, and other topwaters are all producing nice smallmouth. Crappie fishing is good to very good once you find them. Look around shallow to deep weeds, weed flats, bogs, and brush. Top producing baits include crappie minnows, fatheads, mini mites, plastics, and gulp minnows on small jigs fished under slip bobbers and small spinners and beetle spins. Bluegill fishing is very good to excellent around shallow to mid-depth weeds, bogs, bays, humps, cribs, docks, and other structure. Your best baits include waxies, leaf worms, leeches, crawler chunks, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, fished with or without bobbers. Got a few upcoming events for you. Hang on while I close my window. There's some heavy machinery going out in the street. Alrighty. So, Boulder Lodge Resort is holding their cardboard boat race on July 1st. That's a good time. It runs from 12:30 to 4 p.m. You can find out more about observing or taking part by calling Boulder Lodge at 715-462-3002. There's a full moon coming up on July 2nd, Independence Day, July 4th, Spooner Heart of the North Rodeo is coming up July 6th through the 8th. Get more details by calling 715-635-9696. The LCO Honor the Earth Powwow is on July 13th through the 16th. More details are available at 715-634-8934. Lumberjack World Championships will be held on July 20th through the 22nd. Get more details by calling 715-634-2484. The Birchwood Lions Bluegill Festival is coming up July 22nd and 23rd. It goes from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days. Call 1-800-236-2251 for details. Another full moon coming up August 1st. Man, it seems like those things come every month. Jack Pine Savage Days in Spooner are August 4th and 5th. More details at 715-635-2168. If you want to know anything else about what's happening in our area, you can go to haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com. and see the online calendar of events. If you have any questions, give us a call down at the office. Man, we've got just a whole slew of people standing by ready to take your call Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. The Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801, and the Chamber of Commerce number is 715-634-8662. Have a nice week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.